Hello, everyone.
Hi.
And hello, Natasha. So I'm sitting here today with Natasha Nielsen. She has spent the last couple of weeks here with us at the farm. So we are here to talk a little bit about your experience. So first of all, welcome and thank you for joining us. And thank you for allowing us to share your experience.
No, I'm well. You're welcome, and thank you for having me here for these 2 weeks. It's been good.
Yeah, it feels almost a bit strange that it has come to an end.
Yeah, like it's funny. I was saying to one of the other girls that's here today, like in a way, it feels like I've been here much longer because so much happened, and in another way, it feels like time has just been flying. Yeah. So it's really a strange feeling that 2 weeks are already done.
But it's we will, of course, talk about what your experience has been, but it's amazing what you can accomplish in such a short time.
Yeah, but I think like I'm the kind of person, if I choose to do it, I go all in.
Yes.
Might as well. So I've just thrown myself in fully, as you have seen, and I can recommend anyone to do the same. You're here, you might as well. You will get so much out of it if you allow yourself to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really, I agree. It's all about the person and how you surrender and allow yourself to open up for change.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, so let's start with me asking you, what was your intention? What did you want to work on when you came here?
Well, I'll share a little bit with you. I had like three intentions for coming here. One was not so much on like the personal working on myself. One, that was because I wanted to experience what you have to offer, because we're talking about doing a collaboration and doing retreats together. So of course I had to go through the experience myself. And once I decided to do so, I started to reflect on my personal intentions. And like really taking myself through the experience as a client that would come here, to also test out what my clients would experience. So my first personal intention was that I wanted to better my digestion. It has always been very slow, very sluggish, and as far back as I remember, it hasn't been optimal, but I struggled with binge eating for some years, and that kind of made it even worse. And since then, I've come a long way, but I haven't fully recovered from the digestive issues. So my digestion is just a little too slow. So I was like, I'm going to fix this issue. That's what I'm going to work on. That's like the physical thing I was thinking. And then my second intention for coming here was more like I had this relationship pattern throughout my life where I was choosing a certain type of partner, and it kept being this recurrent situation in different relationships. So I felt like I had the same relationship but just with different phases, and I was ready to break that cycle. So it seemed like it was two completely separate intentions. Mm-hmm. But actually I found out while I was here that they were in a way very closely connected as well. So yeah.
So what kind of results did you get within the intention that you came for?
First of all, I got a lot of clarity on both. How deep it was, how it was not just purely this physical thing with the digestion, it wasn't just purely like a relationship thing. It's all like tied so nicely together. So what really surprised me a lot that I discovered already the first few days I was here was how much it was connected to my nervous system, that I needed to slow down even more. And because I've come so far and I learned to slow down so much already and prioritize my sensitive adrenal glands and my my cortisol level, which is still not super balanced. I thought I'm good. I've got this, because I was looking at people around me. I'm like, I'm so much better than them. But I realized that where I am, I still need so much more nurturing for my nervous system. I really need to slow down even more than I was. And this is the perfect space to do so. It's just all the surroundings, all the facilities, all the classes are helping you do that. And then once I allowed myself to, funny enough, my digestion hasn't been a big issue while I was here. And I never thought I would be able to say so, but it wasn't just these physical reasons. I think I worked so much on them, but it was more also the deep stuff, the nervous system, the emotional healing. As we know, both you and I, Sarah, that our digestion, not just digesting food, it's also digesting all our life experiences and every traumas we're holding on to. And we will be if we don't allow ourselves to slow down for them to come up. We can't force it, which I've come from a background of really trying to force my body to heal this now, fast, let's get over this. And now when I slowed down here, it came up in a more gentle way. My body was ready to release it and digest it. And therefore my digestion also improved. And by slowing down, releasing traumas, realizing my own worth even more, who I want to be, the path that I'm on, what my true purpose is, and not being... Like I knew more or less my purpose, but I was still a little bit blurry with it. It wasn't very precise. By doing that, I also realized my relationship pattern is going to change, because I will not accept less than what I deserve. I've actually set some really good boundaries while I was here. I've, in the fire ceremony, said goodbye to parts of myself that are no longer serving me, but also people. So I know that my relationships, I feel it very strongly, that's going to change too. So it was about slowing down to release, but also be more specific with the life I want to live. Mm. Yeah. I hope that makes
sense. Yep. Total sense. So one could say that you came with an idea of your issue, and you came out with a new idea of how to move forward with it.
Exactly. It's always nice to say, like, it's just one thing that's doing it, and then just blame one thing, you know, that's the easiest. But yeah, it was one thing, but it was many more than this one thing as well. And it was actually in a way more simple than I want to believe it was. Because if you're just told, oh, the solution is just to slow down, people are like, yeah, right. We've always been told the opposite our whole life. You need to push harder. You need to run faster. And no, you just need to learn to really slow down, and it's all going to happen. You're like, maybe not. But it is actually the case. So sometimes the brain doesn't want to accept it can be. I think that was the case for me and a lot of other people, I can imagine.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we all so far haven't realized like how much the nervous system actually need to ground to be able to activate all the self-healing mechanisms, and how big of a part it actually plays, and the alignment that you talk about that we worked with in the private sessions with the purpose, and how to embody that, and how that really falls into your practical life, so to speak.
Yeah, I think the combination of what this whole place is about, what I've also chosen to do while I was here, which is first of all just the surroundings. It is away from all the energies, all the stressful environment in the city. So you already feel when you drive up here that your body's just relaxed. It's in nature. You hear the sound of the animals around, but It's just a peaceful, very grounding environment. So first of all, that already affects us, of course. And then the classes that are put together to really support this journey. There's no classes that is going to stress you out even more, that is going to disturb your nervous system. It's all like brought so nicely together to really make you calm down, but at the same time, go within and release. Food, like, I don't even know what's that. The food is just delicious, super yummy, but it's not with any additives that's going to suppress our emotions, that's going to disturb our digestion, all of these things. And you can choose to go as hardcore as you want with the detox while you're here as well. So I experimented with a few days on fruits, a few days of juicing, and then had the delicious lunch buffet as well as some other days. So I tried like a little bit of everything just to see how my body was reacting in releasing. And then the private sessions, I think it's just the finishing touch. Having that one-on-one time where you can discuss what you are feeling, what you're experiencing in and after the classes. I think that has been that's just a perfect like space for healing. Yeah, it's everything you need.
So what would you say that stood out the most?
Do you mean in the sense of
in your whole experience?
I just think this family feeling, like safety in a way. A lot of us come from space of unsafety, which is why we can't ground and fully allow ourselves to slow down in order to release these traumas, because it's impossible to do if we don't feel safe. And as soon as you come here, I think the place, but the people as well, from, of course, you and Simba, I think that's just the people who's built this place. If you feel safety with them, it's also going to attract the clients and the people that work here that makes you feel this way. So every single person that I feel like I've been surrounded with, from people that work here to the ones you shared experience with, has just made me feel really, really safe in order to heal. And I feel like I leave with this family feeling that these people are just my family, and I'm going to have them in my heart forever. I think that is probably the thing that has stood out the most for me.
Yeah. Thank you. That's very beautiful.
Yeah.
That made me a bit emotional, actually. Yeah, that's very nice.
It is.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Welcome.
What was your favorite group class?
Do you
have to choose?
Well, it's so hard. It's really hard. I have.
Or top three, maybe, then, if you can't choose.
I will tell you why for different reasons. So
yeah.
I will have to say breath work, for the reason that I've resisted it so much. I've had few experiences before where it was really this hyperventilating thing, and I was not good for my nervous system. And even like when I think of doing it in the way you do it now, which is much more gentle, it's breath work today. And when I lie there and do it, I'm like, oh, so stupid, simple. You just have to lie here and breathe. Come on. But this is when I've had the most powerful reaction afterwards, I think, like both in the way it brought up tremors in my body, and then also the emotional release as well. Really powerful for me. So because of that, it was like coming from actually hating it, not want to do it, to having this, it's the most powerful release, one of them at least. That it has to go on the list. Then number two on my list is the fire ceremony, because it's just very powerful, very needed. After it's always in the end of the week, and after you've gone through, whether you've done private session or just the classes and the inner work, you know what you need to let go of. You know what's no longer serving you. So it's like kind of manifesting itself. To put that in that letter, it makes it even clearer. And then the way, because you're hosting this class, but I would more call it like ceremony, where you take us through this really, like, I would almost say like a plant medicine experience without the medicine. With breathwork also, you incorporate and the drum and everything. I feel like that's very like, and you have this intention of what you want to change in your life. So it's just very transformational for me. It makes it just rounds up the whole week in a way. And I've been having a big emotional release every time, and it feels like something is leaving. So that's also a very special class for me. And last one, I would have to pick spiritual sword fighting, just because it's so unique. It's something that I've never seen anywhere else. I don't think else. And first, when you told me about it before the retreat, I was like, I don't know if a sword and fighting works with a retreat place, but okay, let's see. And the way Mark does it is just, it's more about your inner feelings, your inner journey. And for me, that was also a big surprise when I did the class, how it reminded me so much of my childhood upbringing, where I've grown up in a very unsafe environment, with a stepdad that was an alcoholic and quite verbally abusive. So I didn't have that safety from the people that should make me feel safe as a kid. And having that sword in your hand and being able to stand up for yourself, it brings up kind of that safety. Now it could be my own, like, protector in a way. But at the same time, you had to pair up with another person. And that also made me feel like, ooh, is this person like a little unreliable, inconsistent? That brought out this feeling unsafety from my childhood. So it's actually going within and discovering these emotions again and turning them around now that you are able to protect yourself. So I think it can be a very, very healing class.
Yeah.
Anything like this in life, whether it's your upbringing with your parents or relationships or whatever, has made you feel like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole point. It's like, so yeah, if anyone will react in a certain way when you hold a weapon like a sword in your hand. And that's the whole point, to start to observe your inner reactions to holding the sword. And so it's very, there's no free sparring or, you know, it's like very controlled. It's definitely like a trauma class. So yeah, there's nothing wild going on, but just observing when you start to use the sword and start to protect yourself, and you take turns in different sequences, you observe yourself. If you go into winning, if you get overexcited and you want to like win, or if you feel like you cannot defend yourself, if you start to feel very unsure, or if you are in like a playful mode and feel safe. So yeah, it's about increasing and decreasing the intensity and the different exercises to really observe like what's happening with me inside. And as you mentioned, and a lot of other women also has mentioned, that it's interesting actually that so many women have said that, yeah, this is the first time that I feel like I can actually protect myself. So it's about exploring, empowering and exploring and healing, and then, you know, see what comes up, stopping, grounding. Yeah, I mean, it's all about grounding. It's the grounding is the absolute base of what we do.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. So who would you say could benefit from coming here?
I more want to say who wouldn't. Like, obviously, I've done a lot of emotional work on myself already. I've tried all kinds of things. And So I was ready to throw myself in fully. I don't think that if you're not ready for really opening up and looking at yourself and being honest with yourself, it's probably not the right time to come, but everybody would benefit from being here, whether you are a coach, whether you are just starting your journey. But the biggest favor you can do yourself when you come here is to to trust the process and surrender instead of fighting it, and allow the people that are here to hold the space and guide you. Trust that they know what they're doing, and allow yourself to feel safe, probably for the first time in your life, maybe to go within and release these things. Then everybody would benefit from it. It's just about whether you are ready to allow yourself. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
there's yeah. no benefit from working on themselves, no matter how little or how much work they've done. And no. I think we can always keep growing, keep learning. I see it as an onion always. I like to tell also my clients, like, you peel off a few layers, and then you kind of integrate and stabilize for a while, but then maybe more is ready to come up. So, okay, we peel off another few layers. So I would benefit from doing it later on again. I would benefit from going back. It's nice to know that you can keep discovering new things about yourself.
Yeah.
At any stage in life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. I mean, for us too, that it's an ongoing process. It's a layer by layer. And the nervous system will kind of decide how fast the transformation will go and what you are able to hold space for yourself. Yeah.
This is a place where it's all about quick fixing and fast, which none of us would
either. But it is also quick fixing and fast tracking. It's like it's as fast as you can go, basically.
Of course, but you are letting the body also set the tempo. A good thing. Of course, it is quicker than if you live in your normal life and you don't take this space to actually look at. Yes, and when you do it when you come back with all the things that are gonna make the journey go smoother and faster. Yes. But it's still done in such a gentle way where you are letting the body set the tempo and you're not trying to push something out that's not ready to come out either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the guests always set their own tempo. It's like we follow. So that's a saying that we learned from the TRE training that both me and Simba has done. And now he's becoming the teacher trainer too. But there's a saying there called following the organism. So it's about just follow the person who arrives and it's like it's your intention and your pace that will create the experience. We're just creating the
obviously there's been other people here as well at the same time as I've been here, and even though we've been here and we've gone through the journey together, like, people have chosen different speeds and what they're ready for. Some have done private sessions, some have done more than others, some have chosen to do the classes. So depends on what their body is ready for. Some couldn't even do all the classes. They just needed to rest and rest and rest, and it was too much for them to do it all. So it's nice to also see that people are allowed to listen to their bodies and how you do all of this.
Yeah. I mean,
the journeys, even though we're together, you know.
Yeah, it's a big part of what we do. Yeah. I mean, allowing. So what will you bring into your own life after you come here?
Oh, yeah. Well,
after you leave.
Intentions, because I think that's really important also to have a plan for when you transition back to normal life, whenever you do something like this. Because this is when the real challenges or tests are going to come, when you don't have this environment to remind you and guide you all the time. And one thing I really learned is this: I need to slow down much more than I already have been doing in my life. So I need to remind myself daily, and the way I'm going to do it, I need to set some routines to make sure that I have these daily reminders and then weekly reminders. So I will have my morning routine I'm going to take with me from here, with some me time, longer me time for myself in the morning, with some meditation. I actually enjoy the tapping a lot as well. So I'm going to do that as part of my daily routine. I will also continue to journaling, because that has been a very good process for me to write down feelings and emotions on paper and kind of release it that way. And then what I will do more on a weekly basis, not necessarily every day, is that I'll be doing some breath work and TRE classes, because they have both been really releasing for me as well.
Yeah, we have them online, so you will join our online classes. Yeah. our weekly.
Nice to know I have that. Also that I know that now I trust you. You make me and my nervous system feel safe. So it's better just to go with that, I feel right now, than going and experimenting others that might not provide that safetiness for me. And you know my journey and where I come from. It's just better. And then I will also supplement with some private sessions now and again when I feel like that is yeah. needed. I'm playing currently with the thought of also myself joining. It's a 1-year TRE training course that starts in October that Simba is actually hosting. And both because I know it will benefit my personal journey, but again, I also work within the same field, and I just think it's like another layer I can add in my professional career as well. So yeah, that's kind of my short term. Already from tomorrow, when I come out in the morning, I start this practice, but then already next week, I'll incorporate the classes, then private sessions, and hopefully the course. So I like to have like a short term and then more longer term plan.
Yeah.
And we did a very good exercise also, that it was about finding this true purpose of mine, making it more defined, more clear, and not so blurry, but also then creating the action plan that matches. So it doesn't just become not just a dream, it actually can become reality. So I think that made things also more clear for me, the direction I need to kind of on.
Yeah.
And us continuing to, you know, be in touch, work together and all. That is also part of keeping me on the journey, because
yeah.
we'll have this constantly friendship but also working together. That's just yeah, another good reminder of the mission I'm on.
Yeah, we will yeah, you will host we will do a collaborated retreat here at some point later by the end of the year. And we will also show up on Instagram for weekly lives, you and me. So this is not the last time we sit like this. So any final words before I let you go?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you so much for this incredible life-changing experience that I've had here. It's something I'm really, really grateful for, and I'm going to take with me. And if anyone chooses to listen to this, I can highly recommend doing this for yourself. You won't regret it. But really allow yourself to go all in. That's all I say. It is going to be life-changing, but in a very positive way. And I always look at these things that, yeah, you know, it might hurt, it might not always be pleasant when we relive some of these emotions. Not that we have to always go back to relive it, but, you know, when we start to feel some of the things we've shut down for years. But I think it's still better than suffering a little bit every day in our life, because we choose some unnecessary paths and patterns that is actually not benefiting us. It's just old programming. So looking at it once and for all, even though it might be a little bit tough when you go through it, you feel like so much better afterwards. You really, really recommend anyone to allow themselves to come here and go through this journey. Yeah, I'll be back for sure. Both for myself and for work reasons. That's no doubt about it.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been a delight having you here, and you really, really embraced yourself fully. And yeah, that gave you the results too. So in only 2 weeks. So you stayed for 2 weeks and you did one private session per day. So yep. We offer them Monday to Friday. So 5 private sessions per week.
And I think I actually managed to also do all the classes. There's one class I didn't do because I had a private session. But other than that, I've done it all, because I was like, I felt it wasn't too much for me. It was the perfect balance, and I could see how much I was benefiting from it. So yeah, I've done it all.
Yeah, you did. You truly did it all. You even did the pond.
Oh, yes. That, yep. I've been breaking through a lot of fears and traumas, that's for sure.
Yeah, very inspiring. Thank you so much. And yeah, we'll stay in touch. And lots and lots and lots of love from all of us here at the farm.
Thank you.
It's been a delight. Thank you. Ciao.